Сейчас у нас с вами очень
At this moment, we have together with you a very interesting and deep topic. The soul. We'll try to understand what this is. In reality, in our state, we are very confused. Our world, is there another world? Where are we coming from? Where are we going? Kabbalah speaks about the attainment of the next world. While in this world, for this, you don't need the body to stop functioning, for it to die. Does a person have a soul, and what is it besides the body? If each one has it, if the animals have it, is there reincarnation, the cycle of souls? Can a soul be divided into several parts, or or vice versa? Can a person change his soul during his life? There are many, many opinions about it, and that only goes to say that how little people understand what it actually is. And it's very difficult for us to get a hold of it as well. Together with you, we study that that which was created was by the light, having existed initially. We can't say that it existed before or after or anything, because all of this is outside the framework of time, outside our sensations. Afterwards, when we correct ourselves completely, then we will attain this as well. But for now, we just accept this a priori. The light creates the desire. Besides the light and the desire, there is nothing else within existence. This desire is created by the light along four stages of development, or four stages of the influence of the light. I'll draw this in the beginning, even though you've seen it, but we need to have this somewhere. This is the zeroth stage, which creates a desire and fills it, which becomes the first stage. Fills it completely. And within this desire that it creates, appears a gradual sensation of fulfillment. This is in the first part, A. And in the second part, B, this desire begins to sense that it is being fulfilled by someone, and that who fulfills it, let's use Latin letters, it'll be better, and that who fills it, he who fills it, is giving. And so this desire wishes to become like the giver, like the one that fills it, in its second stage. So it transforms. This is the same desire, but inside of it, it undergoes these inner changes, this metamorphosis. So its second state, when it desires to completely give, see, and it doesn't know how to give exactly. Does it want to? Yes. But what do I give to? What can I give? I don't have anything to give, because it's only the desire to receive. And so, inside of it appears a very interesting decision. Since the zeroth stage, the light gives to it, then if it's able to receive this desire, because the light wishes to give to it, then in this it will express its bestowal, its readiness, its cooperation. So it ceases to receive light at this moment, desires only to give. It has nothing to give, as we know, as we said. So it conceives for itself and says, I will perform the following. I will create within me so that to receive, because he wants this, not that I want this, but stage D is a decision. Decision, Rav writes. C is a desire to give. B is the sensation of the giver. And A is reception. Next. We have a stage which is the decision to receive, receiving for the sake of the giver. This divides the third stage into two parts. I will receive, because by this I am as if giving, I'm expressing my bestowal to the one that's giving to me. So this is me giving my intention, as if, and here I am receiving. This is what the desire has come to at this point. So it consists of two parts, E and F. And after it performs such an action, receives for the sake of the giver, because he also wants to give to her, then the sensation appears of what is this giver. This stage senses the status of the giver, his perfection. And therefore, there appears an enormous desire to be in his place, to be like him, to receive all of that fulfillment and pleasure from that state when you're completely filled. This is the fourth stage. It is the final desire. The desire to receive. In Kabbalah, these examples, Kabbalah views them as the example of the guest and the host. When we arrive as guests somewhere, the benevolent host accepts us, and from his soul he offers refreshments. Here we have the guest and the host. Here's the host, and here's the guest. Between them, you have a table with all sorts of wonderful delights. The host, with an enormous love, through all of his, all of these delights, wants to give them to the host, to the guest, sorry. But the host doesn't need anything. He just delights in the fact that he can fill the guest, fulfill him. The guest has an enormous desire. The entire desire of the guest is perfectly equivalent it's perfectly exactly to be filled with the desires, to be filled with the delights of the host. They're equal in taste, in quantity, in quality, in everything. In this way, the light built under itself our desires, completely equal to itself in quality and quantity. The guest, experiencing being fulfilled by these delights, experiences an enormous pleasure. He's completely, completely fulfilled by them. This fulfillment evokes in him pleasure, one, and two, as a result of the fulfillment, he begins to sense who fulfills him. That who infinitely and without any bounds loves him, without any complaints towards him, just as a mother towards a child, just to completely fulfill him with everything that he needs, everything. She doesn't need anything. This is only her pleasure. This is her only pleasure. But in the guest, when he begins to sense this quality of the host, his attitude towards him appears a sensation of shame. Shame, Rav writes. The feeling of shame. This feeling is that of the difference between the host and the guest. Host divided by the guest. Rav writes. And this feeling can't be annulled under any circumstances. It appears and it's so strong that the guest isn't able just to take the smallest thing into his mouth. He experiences enormous, enormous shame that burns him. To such a degree that all of his attitude towards the host disappears and even a repulsion appears. This sensation of shame just pushes him far away from the host, but the host at the same time with all his soul turns toward the guest. Please just take something in any way, just anyhow, just if it's at all possible, because the host is turning to the desires that are in the guest. The guest still has these desires inside of him that would yield this fulfillment. How can we overcome the sensation of shame in the guest? A myriad of feelings appear. If I throw everything back to the host, it's as if I'm spitting on him. I'm holding him in contempt. He's completely benevolent towards me, and how can I do this to him? But on the other hand, I have shame that appears in me that it makes it impossible for me to relate to him. I can't overcome this shame. Even if I take it, I'll still have this shame, but I won't be able to feel any pleasure. The shame evokes in me a feeling of just repulsion to the delights and not pleasure from them. So if I want to in somehow, in any way, to exit from this state, what can pull me out of it? I must do it in such a way. The thing, I can't run from shame. Only this state exists. Somebody probably understood something. How can I exit from this state? And here, there's developed in this fourth part, we study this with you very concretely, that inside of it, four stages are born. and only the fifth is truly the one that arrives at the correct conclusion. It means that here in this desire, there is the zeroth, first, second, third, and fourth parts, and the fourth is the last. It comes to the conclusion that I must perform a restriction on my desire. This is called Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction. I'll just call it Tse'a, or Tzimtzum Aleph. Tse'a in Russian. And after that, I will... No, hang on, maybe I'll write it in Russian. Okay, I'll write the first restriction in Russian now. And then I will create a screen. This screen is my intention. The desire to give. And then I'll be able to receive for the sake of bestowal. So here I receive. And here I receive. Now what's the difference? The difference is that here I restricted myself, so stopped receiving. I attained freedom from the host and acquired intention to receive for only for his sake in the future. So despite the fact that I terribly want to receive his delights, I acquired a quality that allows me to be above this desire, above these delights, above the shame. I'll receive it now, but completely in different sensations. I will receive, but under the sensation that I am fulfilling him by my fulfillment. I will only do it for his sake and not for my own. Then he will experience pleasure from that which, from having fulfilled me, and I will experience pleasure by fulfilling him. This is called the corrected desire. This is the state to which we must arrive. Then we will be completely equal to the Creator. To this state, all of the force of nature is driving us, the upper light, so-called, which is over here from the zeroth state. Right here. The singular force which acts and exists in nature. And as a result, we are drawing near to this. As we said earlier, we passed through the state of infinity, when we are completely fulfilled infinitely with the infinite light, the desire filled with light. Afterwards, we are emptied. We reach our world, and from our world, we begin to ascend from this point over here, the year 2011. From here, we begin to ascend up, onward towards the light, and all these states that we're passing through, and going to pass through, these are stages of reception of the light with the intention to give, not for our own sake. So, in our world, in the upper states, in all these stages exist up here, consisting of the desire to give for the desire to receive for the sake of bestowal. Everything we do is for the sake of the host. As he gives to us, so we give to him. In this way, we experience pleasure doubly from the delight themselves, and from being equivalent to him. How does this occur? This state of the world of infinity is called the soul. The desire that the light, the desire received by the light of the Creator is called a soul. The egoistic desire is not called a soul because it lacks the quality of the host, like the Creator. This is just egoism. Therefore, it's just such a small, tiny part of the desire that was in the world of infinity, which doesn't even sort of, it count. It doesn't have anything in it. Just like in our life, we have the tiniest, tiniest illumination of light, just in order for us to exist, not knowing who or what we are, just to climb out of this unconscious state, as we spoke yesterday. Now, in order to bring this desire, which was created in the world of infinity, to its normal state, when it would be individual, self-sufficient, starting from this time, let's say, in this period, well, in truth, it started a little earlier, but let's say here, then this desire to receive must, as we saw with you, from these four phases of direct light, must consist of a sensation, the tiniest sensation of bestowal, the sensation of the light. How is this done? This is done by concealment. So, in the world of infinity, there occurs a division into five worlds. The world of Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. Five concealments of the upper light. Here's the infinite light, up here. And here it gets smaller, let's say 20% smaller, 40% smaller, 60% smaller, 80% smaller, and 100% smaller. And over here we have, on the bottom, darkness. Which is our world. And gradually, in each world, we also have five parts, which are called partsufim. A partsuf it's called a face. And each one of them consists of five sfirot. And the word sfira comes from illuminating. So we have five sfirot by five partsufim by five worlds. We have 125 levels of concealment. Concealments from the world of infinity. We have to pass over them, rising from below upwards. How is the soul formed? As we said with you, the soul descends from the world of infinity. It was created in the world of infinity, one single desire to receive, and the light in it. Gradually, it descends through the worlds, diminishing, and at a particular state, on one state, let's call this one is the world of Atzilut. This desire breaks, shatters in a very interesting way. This is the world of Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. The entire desire A purposeful desire consists of two parts. One part is the light that wishes to fill it, and the other part is the desire itself. the desire to receive. The light enters the desire completely and breaks it into pieces in such a way that each piece of the desire begins to consist of desires to receive and the light and the desire to give. In other words, if we take one tiny little part of this desire, each little part consists of two halves: the desire to receive, which is called ahap, and the desire to give, which is called galgalta venaim. You can't do anything, we have to use these terms. Just as in any science, they have either their Latin or Greek or letters, and that's how it is here. This is what it's called. As a rule, this occurs only from ancient Babylon, from the Aramaic language, which was the spoken tongue there. There are many definitions here in Kabbalah, which are in the Zohar you have Greek ones. But all these words are Galgalta, for example, is the upper part of the head, the skull. This is Aramaic. Next, appeared for us instead of a complete soul, which was created, a broken one, and not one soul, but an enormous amount of them. And they can, between themselves, all these little parts which are separate, that are here, each of them is like a dipole consisting of two parts, a plus and a minus, Galgalta Ve'enayim and the Achap. It doesn't really write very well, but now, when this construct falls into our world through the worlds of Bria, Yitzhara, and Asiya, it turns up in this world, then in our world there appears in each person, and I'm not saying about our animal bodies, here we are absolutely like animals, I mean what's inside, what exists in our desire, then in our desire we have these two parts in each of us. We have a plus and a minus in each of us. The minus is our ego. And the plus is a so-called point in the heart. If it appears, but this is not the soul. In our world, it already doesn't exist. This is where it ceased its spiritual existence, because it doesn't receive any light. We don't feel the upper forces, the upper light, the source of life. We don't sense our interaction with the upper nature. We just have sort of a spark. This one. This is our spiritual gene, a so-called Rishimo. It is called a Rishimo, or a spiritual gene. Rishimo comes from the word recording, like a note. A recorded piece of spiritual information. And along, during during our historical development, our animal development, here is the inanimate vegetative animal nature, and here a human began to develop. This is where egoism begins to develop, only him, when it reaches a certain level, a determined level. At that point, inside of a person appears the next constituent of his gene, which is the point of the heart. And then he begins to feel a need for the upper light and goes forward. The state in which the light broke the desire is called the breakage of the vessels. The division of one soul into many. And only, we say, roughly, that there are 600,000 souls. In turn, they're divided into many, many souls. At some point, there are a few million people. Now there are 7 billion people. It doesn't matter how many. These desires can come together, can separate. Everything depends on the amount of egoism and the amount of suffering that allows them to connect or forces them to separate from each other. So the soul is called a desire with the intention to give, just as with this guest and the host. If the guest has a desire back toward the host, then this desire is called a soul. But for now, together with you, we only have its fetus, you can say, a spiritual gene. The people that begin to receive this point in the heart, this red point, it means that they already have a fully developed reshimo of the soul. Now we have to start to connect together into one common soul. So, all of these parts, we must somehow connect between themselves. Baal Sulam writes very interestingly. He says, there are 600,000 souls, and each soul is divided into many. How can we understand? Because the spiritual isn't divided into parts. Initially, nothing was created except one soul called Adam. Adam just means person in translation. This is what the one common soul is called. And truly, there's nothing in this world except for one single soul. And that soul is in each person, very similar to a holographic matrix. And each one has the entire thing. So all of us in potential, it's not in us today, but when we begin to grow spiritually, each one of us attains this world of infinity and becomes completely having attained everything that's inside of this volume. And for 600,000 souls and many, many other sub-pieces of it, as we say that we exist in our world, the soul is divided by the egoism of a person. Initially, the egoistic body pushes away the light of the soul, but if by studying Kabbalah the body is corrected, by body we mean here the spiritual body, not the animal body, then according to his correction, the common light, the common soul, begins to shine in him. Where is this correction? We spoke about this not once, but in beginning to connect with each other, what is this connection? What happens here? What do I acquire? I acquire by this my personal, my own parts, the ones that are egoistically distanced from me. So this egoism that fills this entire space between us, it, in reality, doesn't allow me to see my personal, my own parts of my spiritual body. So, in principle, everybody, the inanimate, the vegetative, nature, people, all of this are my parts. But my egoism shows it to me as if it's existing outside of me. And in this way, in principle, it's a very interesting sensation, really. This is me sensing myself. And this is the rest of the world. This world, Rav writes, and the spiritual world. Here's the machsom, let's say, between them. Machsom. All of this is me. This is my single soul. Everything depends on whether I'm able to adapt it. Can I sense it as my own whole self? The degree to which I'm able to do this, to this extent, to how much I'm able to sense it as myself, that is how much I'll be able to receive this desire which is outside, which is existing outside of me, as my own, as my personal desire, and to attain everything that's in it. Everything that's in it, gradually. In this way, we solve the problem. When it seems to us that the world is different, it's outside of me. This world is entirely in me. It just seems to me that it's outside of me. Also, many scientists are saying this. Now we have lots of material on it. You can come to our site and check it out. So it seems to us that the world exists, that I perceive it with my eye, my eyes, my nose, the sensation of my mouth, my tongue, and then hearing, touch. But in reality, Baha'u'llah Sulaim says that back here I have, back here behind my head, in my head there's a screen like in the movie theater, and my personal sensations are projected here on my screen. It seems to me that I'm perceiving it from the outside, but in reality I'm perceiving everything within me. It just seems to me that everything that I see on the screen, that there's actually a projector that projects for me all of this to the outside, as if I see here, outside of me, a huge world. But in reality, this whole world is in me. I can't pull my eye out of my head and feel what's outside of me. I sense everything in me. It's just that we're used to sensing everything this way, and it seems that we're working with something outside. We're only working with ourselves. A lot is written about this, also not by Kabbalists, including not by Kabbalists. Newton, Hugh Everett, Einstein, of course, Kabbalists. We sense the world in ourselves and not outside of ourselves. And so if we change our desire in accordance to our spiritual genes, then we begin to feel within us a completely different world. I begin to receive consciousness from an unconscious state. This is the passing over of the Makhsum. And then I understand why Baal HaSulam writes that there is only one soul. So everything I see outside of myself is me. So the biblical commandment of love your friend as yourself, it sounds now completely different, because it means that you have to take everything that's outside of you and gather it into yourself. You have to take it as your own personal part, and then you'll begin to correctly perceive your state and to see that you exist only by yourself. Everything is inside of you, and the light and the creator is also in you. That's why it's called Bo-Re. Bo and Re. Come and see. To feel. Attain and feel. It's a very difficult topic. Many questions appear here. So what is me that I see before myself, that my own parts in front of me? What correction can I do inside of myself that all of creation, all the worlds, up until the world of infinity, that all of this is me? I ascend by these steps of sensation, adaptation of everything, and everybody else that feel themselves as each of us, same thing. And they also sense each of themselves with respect to all the others. It turns out that all of these singular, all of these individual souls, where did I draw them here? Well, it doesn't matter. Let's say these parts of the souls in our world, they gather together. Each of them places his world of infinity upon the attainment of the world of infinity of the rest, and they all perceive from different aspects this primordial model. And so appears in it a special fulfillment. This light, which is attained, that's why it is attained in 600,000 times greater than in the beginning. Written this way, any corrected soul exerting an effort to raise its entire generation asks for its own sake, until it's raised to its own spiritual level, because it merges with all of the others. And this is the meaning of one corrected soul is equal to 600,000. So each of us occupies the entire volume of the world of infinity. And in truth, there, in each of us is the common soul, because all of us, at the end, connect into one. And therefore, each individual soul goes over the same wonders and adventures created by this world through the over the years of its existence. And a good soul chooses the qualities of bestowal, and a bad soul instead chooses the qualities of egoism, and they at the end merge together. These times that are changing for each soul or states, there is a generation, each of which acts according to its own reason, receiving by the quality of bestowal in its own time, and so on. What practical purpose is there that we can pull out of this? Just with a few sentences of this whole topic. This is the most important topic in Kabbalah, but it's the most complicated. This is the attainment. This is the perception of reality. That what we see outside of us is actually inside of us. So when we change our qualities, we see, in addition to our world, additional worlds, as if additional sensations. These aren't the worlds. There are no images in them. These are feelings and thoughts which exist in, which appear in us additionally. But these thoughts are connected to the giver, the host. And now we sense ourselves as opposite to him, as the guest. And so, this separation is connected to the perception of reality. It's a very difficult topic, a difficult question, because we're used to seeing everything as outside of myself. Everyone's outside of me. In sort of the opposite for me. When we see ourselves in actuality, not like a mother and a child, which is egoistic love, but in truth, with the help of the light, in receiving as myself any foreign desire, then I see around me are only desires, inanimate, vegetative, animal, and on the level of a human, desires. So I begin to see how the world consists only of desires. There are no objects, there are desires. Desires which, inside of me, they draw these volumes, these objects. And only that. I begin to see others, and I see the animal body, the desire on the animal level, and the desire on the human level. Different types, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 levels of desire. This is what I discover around myself, and I begin to understand that truly only one desire was created. I begin to see how all these desires on different levels, they're ruled only by a single force, which is the light. And everything inside of me becomes, and everything in front of me, around me, everything gradually, all of this adapts only with myself as one single desire being filled with the light. This state is called the soul. And the motion towards this state is the attainment, the individual attainment of a particular soul. And so Kabbalah is only concerns itself with the research of the desire and the fulfillment. You have two forces in nature. The fulfillment are the light, the quality of the quality of bestowal, you can call it whatever you like. There is the fulfillment. The light, the quality of bestowal, the upper force, and the desire which it created, which is filled by it, and as a result, this desire becomes, from its fulfillment, likewise equivalent to the light. It gives back to him, gives back to the light, what does it give back? It gives back its intention that it wants to receive only for its own sake. So this corrected desire, which is equivalent to the light, it is called the soul. And of course, throughout all of the history of humanity, there were many people that attained the correction of their egoistic desires onto altruistic ones, which began to attract to themselves other foreign desires to connect to themselves, objects, let's say, or qualities. And as a result, we, until our time, already receive from these great, great, great number of existing points of desire separated by egoism in our world, we receive already a complete network. A network which connects everybody. It doesn't include all the desires, of course, because many desires in the world are still uncorrected. But this network already exists of people that are connected to each other by the quality of bestowal. These are the prerequisites for the soul. Everybody with a point in the heart now tries to connect to this, and everyone else is driven by the crisis to connect to this unity. So now we're driven by the drive to create this common soul. Well, it's difficult, I sense, so now let's move on to questions. Perhaps they will be illuminating for us. I didn't think at all to sort of touch on this topic at the Congress. Yes, please. Well, anybody want to ask questions?
Rav, my question is, I've been studying for a year and a half, studying Kabbalah for a year and a half, and whenever I meet people, I start talking about this topic.
Hold on one second. What do you do exactly?
I'm just trying to scrutinize this question.
Why with each person do you want to find out a question? I'm asking why. You're just one big egoist, and you want to push your you don't have to ask everybody the same question. Why would you want to push your opinion on them?
In the second illustration, you wrote there about the 3 degrees of bestowal. So below, you drew our world. That's 2011. So in 2011, we all exist in our world.
No, not everybody, but go ahead.
So this contradiction which is within me, they talk about the fact that I don't have the quality of bestowal, or they don't believe that I have small qualities of bestowal. They say, the Rav says, in the world we don't have the quality of bestowal, and also friends of mine say, I don't have the quality of bestowal and I have nothing else to give back in return because Rav said this, because Rav drew that. We're all in this world, and I don't believe that I have qualities of bestowal as well, even minimalistic ones.
Well, they're correct, yeah.
Okay. So they have nothing to bestow to me and I have nothing to bestow to them?
No, of course not. What can you give? What, are you a source of the light?
Hold on. So the question is, what can I give back in return if I don't get anything?
What can I receive if I don't give anything? Well, you're right, you can't give anything. You can't get anything. The reason you can't get anything is because nobody's giving you anything, and you can't give anything because you don't have anything to give.
So how can I open up this circle?
To learn how to receive for the sake of bestowal.
And who will give me this test? What device will I be able to use? Or only you can tell me that I've crossed the barrier or something?
No, I can't do it. Who am I to do that? I'm just a teacher. I'm explaining to you what's written. And not more than that. Don't make some sort of, you know, some sort of holy man or, you know, representative of God on earth or something. I'm just a teacher. A Kabbalist is a teacher. I'm a professor of Kabbalah, a professor of physics, okay? Same thing. I'm teaching, not more than that. No, I'm telling you. Because this can confuse you just in your advancement. I am, in reality, I'm just teaching you the method which you must, by yourself, realize and practice and realize on yourself.
Okay, so you can't tell me if I passed the barrier or not, if I acquire the quality of bestowal or not. But what you're saying is that I definitely do not have this quality of bestowal. You won't tell me when I've crossed this barrier. You just are saying that I don't have these qualities and also that these friends don't have it. And I'm claiming that there are these qualities of bestowal, minimalistic ones. People who are in the street have this quality of bestowal. But human beings maybe are afraid to express these qualities of bestowal because the Rav said that they don't have them.
You're correct. Together with you, that there are people here studying. I meet my students here that have come to me 10 and 15 years ago. You know that the people that enter studies, depending on how they study, with which intensity, but even if they study intensely, 2 or 3 years is necessary, maybe even more, for them to correctly begin to understand or hear about what we're talking about. There's a problem of perception. The qualities, the terminology, forces, the definitions, which are separated from our world, which are between two forces, bestowal and reception. So you have to be very, very patient with our friends that have been studying for a year or two. You can't do anything about this. It's just growing pains. All of us were like this. We were in diapers. We made dirty diapers, and now we're involved in even dirtier things. So you just have to wait.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning to the respected Rav, to the soul. We know that sensations in the soul are completely differentiated in their from my egoistic self. So I want you to scrutinize two things which were said by Bala Sulam. I think this is what disturbs us to come out of our egoistic sensation. In the book Attainment of the Upper Worlds, it says, the Creator has created the I, the being of the human being, out of absence, and therefore to reach adhesion to the Creator, you have to return back to that state, from the I to the absence. And whoever read the novel Kabbalista, and I honor the author of it. Anyway, it says there that when Baal Salam learned with the friends, It says there, don't think of yourself, hold on to that state. So can you please explain these sayings by Baha'u'llah Sulam from the perspective of the mechanism of perception of reality?
If I desire to begin my correction, then the first thing I have to do is to be included in the group. This is my external desire. This is my personal desire. This is my common spiritual body, but it's distanced by me. It's repulsed by my egoism. My ego purposefully illustrates for me that I don't sense this as my own. Now, in order to connect with it, I must annul myself. I have to cancel myself. This is the main principle of work in the group. As soon as I annul myself, I begin to connect with them. I begin to sense what's inside of them. Not what they sense and understand, but I attain what's in them. They themselves could be tiny. Gather a group of just the beginners that just started studying. If you know how to annul yourself with respect to them, you will begin to sense their inner states which they don't even sense inside themselves. You'll begin to feel their common soul where they're connected. No, excuse me, I'm sorry. I can't go. I don't have time. You're asking enormous questions. So, the most important thing is when we annul ourselves inside the group, we begin to sense this common soul. Yes, please.
Good morning. Yura from Moscow. Question about perception of reality. How can you explain such a phenomenon that the sharp questions we have here today, you give an explanation for them tomorrow?
Oh, that's a great question. It's very correct. Yura is here with us maybe about 15 years. We say that Rav probably knows. He's just messing with you. He's asking a question for you, and tomorrow gives you the answer. And today he asks a question, and he catches your question, and somehow, nope, that doesn't exist. Once again, I tell you, all this is very, very simple. You have a question, a desire to be fulfilled by some sensation, by some information. You are included in a group, in a lesson, and you receive the question, the fulfillment. You can, with the same amount of success, take a lesson from a month ago and also see that I gave an answer, because the question appeared in you. Only for this reason. The light is called the answer. It's outside of us in infinite volume. Together with you, we are now in the world of infinity. But we sense from this world of infinity the tiniest, darkest part. That's how much concealment there is around us. 225 curtains of concealment. And so we sense only our world. We have a desire for something greater. The point in the heart is the initial desire. A greater desire for something inside and not something outside, then a person immediately begins to ask other questions and to reveal the answers to them. So everything depends on the desire, nothing else. But the light is inside of us and outside of us in absolute rest. And you attain it only by your desire. The only thing you need to attain it is your desire. If I connect to the group, if I connect to the friends, if I try to contact them, I absorb their desires, and then I have a greater vessel, a greater opportunity for fulfillment. Look, love your neighbor as thyself. This is the main instrument of receiving light. This is the main advice of Kabbalah. What does it mean to love somebody else as yourself? Connect their desire unto you, and you will have twice as much. And it's not twice as much, actually. It's even more. It's multiplied by the resistance of your egoism. You'll have an enormous desire. As you connect someone around you as your to yourself. You have to work through your egoism from reception, from repulsion into bestowal. You'll have an enormous vessel, and the light immediately fills it, and so you have spiritual attainment. So if I ask a question today, even today I can get the answer, or tomorrow, doesn't matter when, but usually at a lesson when you connect to the common desire and the common light which manifests around it, the so-called surrounding light. Yes, please.
Good morning. My name is Yulia. I'm from Kiev. I have a question regarding the desire. A desire for the Creator, which is built in a person, that's clear. But how can I check and see that you receive a certain desire from someone else? How can I see the desires? Other desires.
And these are all on the level of our world. Food, family, sex, knowledge, power, money. These are all desires on our world. You can do whatever you want with them. It doesn't...
But how can I feel if it's my desire or if it's from someone else?
It doesn't matter. In general, there are no important desires. They're all external. You were born, and everything else you receive from the outside. All sensations and perceptions are formed from the outside. If you didn't have this, then you would grow into a small animal. Just like people that are forgotten in the forest or something. The environment forms a person. And so it's not called... It doesn't matter who you are, what you are. In all of your earthly desires, you can do whatever you want. Keep yourself however you want. It doesn't matter. The important thing is the aspiration through the connection, the kind connection through others, the good connection to reveal the upper light.
Good morning, Sergei from Belarus. My question is, what disturbs us in our work? In a concrete manner, what would you suggest to pay attention to in our work?
The only thing that's bothering us, that's blocking us, is that we're prepared to do anything except unite. That's it.
But our connection, our efforts to unite, we have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, unification. They're not some nice words. It's not communism where we're reading morals or ethics to you. Unity is internal of our desires with one another in order for us to come together in one desire. From the upper world into us. You can't reveal anything in yourself than your real existence. This world, only this existence, you'll feel this until you connect to somebody outside of yourself by desire. This can be somewhere far away outside of you. It doesn't matter. The desire must be common. We have to, with respect to this egoistic repulsion, we have to crush it. We have to sort of create a bridge over it, a so-called screen.
Thank you very much.
This is the means by fulfillment of the light. It's not just to be nice to everybody, not, you know, crushing people on the street, but it doesn't have anything to do with the material world.
Hello, Rav. Irina from Bashkiria. I brought questions from that region because the women there are concerned about the soul, about the spiritual parsuf. Are we able, are we capable, or should we receive light in our spiritual work in the Rosh until the Peh?
My dear,
do we need to even do that, or does it all come with the right intention?
Yes, thank exactly.
You. Hello, Rav. Albert from St. Petersburg. The question is, everything you said yesterday and today, and everything you're going to say tomorrow as well, I'd like to... Well, in short, where is there faith above reason here and faith and fear?
Your attitude towards correction must be faith above reason. This is called a commandment. Let's see, in the Zohar, there are several laws of spiritual development. They are in the book of Zohar. There are 13 parts, so-called 13 commandments. The first is fear, the second love, and so on. All of these are with respect, are for a person with respect to another. The Creator here you can leave alone. It's not really... Yeah, we imagine something for ourselves, something very unclear. But the Creator is a common quality of bestowal between us. This is a force of nature which upholds all of existence, because specifically it gives and loves. And that's what we have to reveal. But we have to do it with respect, using an instrument. We don't have this sensation, we don't have this instrument between ourselves. When we try to come closer in ourselves, we give birth to something. This instrument of connection is called a spiritual partsuf, or a soul, or a kli, or a vessel. It's between us, born between us. And then we begin to sense the common force which fills everything. Yes, please.
Коля, Москва теперь. Бывший Питер. Коля from Moscow. Where I used to be from Peter. We've been preparing for this convention for a few months already. I'm just a bit excited. I'm just going to think for a moment. So anyway, we've prepared for this convention for a few months, for the culture event. After this, we're going to have a break, and then we're going to have songs from the Last Generation bands, and our Karei Duchim are going to perform it in Russian. I hope they'll forgive us. And I want to think, how can I make these actions spiritual? Is it possible? And if so, how can it be done? How can I not be immersed in the pleasure, or
If you will think, besides those that are here now, but also the millions that are with us at this moment in the whole world, and that which we have to tell the whole world in these difficult times, about how to move forward better, then you will turn to bestowal. And no other way. You know how it's difficult to say sometimes. In Spain, let's say 1 week ago, I was exactly a week ago, I was on TV. Not at this time, but at 7 in the morning. Exactly a week ago. You see before yourself a broken country. You see tents on the main squares of Madrid. People are homeless, hopeless, without work, no perspective. This is the youth, 20, 30, 40 already know, but just 20 and 30, this is the worst problem. Somebody that doesn't work at this time, they get used to not working. If you don't work for a few years, that's it. For the rest of your life, you can't work. For the rest of your life, you don't have any responsibility. You lose the ability to work. It's terrible. And it's a European country with great roots and everything. We have to feel how much the world is in this form of breakage. and then you'll see yourselves correctly treating dissemination and bestowal. This is what I recommend.
Can I have just another quick question?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I saw the movie Terminator 2, and I understood that I was the chosen one. And when I came across Kabbalah, then I understood that I'm going to be your private secretary and your driver. So what should I do now? Should I go to the nut house, or will you take me as your secretary?
Well, you already moved to Moscow, so we'll see what turns out there. Your questions are similar to like a comedy act.
You said that love thy friend as thyself means to include the others into yourself, and then I'll feel that I'm one with them. Does that mean that each and every one of us will feel himself as one?
Consisting of everyone.
In other words, that he himself is that general soul?
Yes, that's what's written. And yes, that's actually how it is.
Thank you. Hello. Hello to everyone. I'm Ilan from Moscow. My question is, we've heard quite often, and we read about the unity of the world, about connection, about the general soul. Well, that's clear. And my question is, many people, as well as myself, are tied to our pets. I like my bulldog. I feel that my bulldog turns me into a better person on some level. But for me, it's just clear, like to others. How can I treat that? What is that? Is that the degree of adamant? Why have I been given this from above? What is it? For me, it's like an angel which supports and helps. And what can I do with that level of adamant?
In reality, animals are angels. Angels are called as forces without having their own freedom of will. So practically, everything except everybody except us, these us who are starting to realize their point in the heart, everybody else, people, animals, plants, and everything that's inanimate, they're all angels.
But I see them as they have spirit.
Yeah, that's okay, but in the spiritual world you won't find this. A doggy, unfortunately, doesn't reach the spiritual world.
Thank you. Vladivostok.
I'm the far west.
From the far west. From the far east. So the question is, we have a screen with 7 billion pixels on it. How can you connect all of it? How can you make it so that our women will not cool down?
When you begin to connect, you'll feel it naturally. You won't have to study anything in books. You won't have to ask anybody. You'll have inside of you a natural thing. Just imagine that you sense everything that I desire. Do you need anything else? No, then with respect to me, you know everything. Everything is simple. It's direct. It's just decided between us, and that's it.
So, in other words, all we need is to do it for the Creator?
Only to allow the upper light right now to begin to return to us with respect to our drawing near, our closing in on each other. The only thing that we can do is performing this effort, but He, on this effort, already adds His correction.
So, actually here, we all feel it now.
It's yes.
A kind of mobile form of it.
Sure.
Rav, teacher. Here is the screen.
You can't do it. The upper light fills everything. Even now we are in the world of infinity. Your desire is what's lacking. I can't call instead of you.
Call to the Creator. Connect to the Creator. Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Rachel from Moscow. Rav, you've said more than once that people who've studied Kabbalah for years, then you cannot differentiate between them to other people externally. You can't point out the difference externally. On the other hand, people with a corrected desire change the reality around them. They have a different kind of force. They're different. So how can you tell?
This is because I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm not sure where you saw Kabbalists that have such powers.
I haven't seen a Kabbalist, but you, on your programs, you've told about it for a few times.
No, well, there are... I'm not trying to answer. I lived in a time when there were a few students of Bala Sulam around me. And I was maybe like 35 and they were 75. And I felt myself as a child in their arms. But I never saw any sort of manifestation or of miracles or special language. They all tried to, or in reality were just sort of normal people. There were no, like, a Kabbalist doesn't make waves around himself or something. Those that start to listen to them and adapt their words correctly, his thoughts, his suggestions, then inside of him, a person, when he realizes this in him, the advice of a Kabbalist, then he begins to sense himself in a different world, but not because the Kabbalist influences him. Kabbalist does not influence another at all, ever. It's forbidden. With this, I would kill the freedom of will of another person. How do you tell a child? We always put exercise in front of him, do this, do that, but for him to do it. If he won't do it, then what? Then he won't grow. Then a Kabbalist can never do anything. And can't, actually. That's the problem. There are no tricks here. You can't change anything. If a person doesn't change, there are people very close to me, I can't help them at all except by explaining again, by somehow doing something else. But if a person turns away from me, then I can't turn him back in any way. I leave him as well. And that's it. Although it's painful, but you can't do anything. You don't think that a Kabbalist is able to do something that a regular person can do for themselves. Yes, of course, he reveals to the degree of his correction this world, our upper wide world, but only for his own sake. He can't do anything. And there were many Kabbalists that didn't know how to teach, and they couldn't do anything. They attained, they performed corrections in the upper worlds, in the network of souls between us. They prepared as if something, this whole system, for it to be closer to humanity, but not more than that. Just like we prepare this world now for our children and grandchildren, but not in any other way. Don't search for tricks in Kabbalah. You have no miracles. This is very difficult work, where each of us works against his own nature. And this is what all of humanity is expected to realize in our time. Maybe we can hold up a few more minutes, I don't know. I'm already being threatened by finishing. I'm not it's not my fault, really. I'm prepared to be with you without end.
Hello, my name is Konstantin from Moscow. My question is, a person has freedom of choice to choose the environment. And besides that, he does not have any free choice. In other words...
Question, please.
The question is, why is there an opportunity for freedom of choice. Everything has a reason.
Freedom of will isn't in you being able to do whatever you want. The freedom of will isn't being able to move either. Here's you, me. Either you can move forward by the point in the heart, or you'll be pushed from behind by suffering. A stick to your joy. But you still have some reason to move forward, right? Yes, you were given a reason, which is this point in the heart. So why is it called freedom of will? It's because you have freedom to move and not move. Other people don't have this freedom of will. You were given a point in the heart. If you weren't given a point in the heart, then you would be pushed from behind, let's say somebody, only suffering is pushing them.
So the fact that I've been given the point in the heart, that is my push to start advancing forward.
No, it's not a push, it's just an opportunity.
So let's say there are other conditions, I'm still going to go there.
My dear, once again, I repeat, you are given a choice how to move forward. Either a path, the path is set, the goal is set, you have to reach your root in your world of infinity, you have to return to it. There's a certain amount of years before 6,000, 229 left, let's say. And if you, it would take 229 years to advance by blows, but if you advance by the point in the heart in the group, then you can do it even today. Well, only if we're allowed to go on a little bit more.
Hello, Rav. My name is Alexander from Siberia.
What are we supposed to have right now according to the schedule? A break? Can't hear anything. Okay, so we don't have a break. All right, so one more minute, please.
Hello, my name is Alexander from Siberia. I'm a student from the Russian Learning Center, the Academy for the Study of Kabbalah in 2011. I want to send regards to all of our teachers. They're a great team. I'm always impressed by it. Well done. My question is, I've been given a point in the heart. Now, I learn in the Learning Center. And I read in the books that there is you, Rav. And my question is about the birth of the soul. Is that the shame I'll feel? Is that the birth of the soul?
No. This is the minimal initial quality of bestowal. This is called the soul. The quality to give. In this quality, which you will have, you will begin to sense fulfillment. The knowledge of all of existence, which is called the Creator. You'll begin to sense the Creator. The soul is a vessel, the quality of which is not receiving in itself, but the quality of giving. And how, in the quality of reception, you can sense pleasure, then in bestowal, you can also sense it. The quality of bestowal is called light. This first state, as soon as it exists in you, this is called the birth of the soul. I am very glad that this is our student from the Russian Learning Center, International Academy of Kabbalah. And you can hear in all the countries where I speak in front of our students, I recommend everyone to go through, I don't know how many courses there are. We have 6 courses or something like that in different countries. I recommend each person to go through a course of Kabbalah in our academy. You will have systematic knowledge. So right now, let's say I talked about all of these things. I talked about people. Basically, everything that I talked about, I felt that this was like zero material for the people. I was talking to the air. There was no reverse connection from the crowd here, because I didn't have anybody to speak with here. It was very difficult for me to talk. So I implore you to go through these basic courses in the Learning Center here. I think we have registration over here. We have a place where you can register. Believe me, this is just advice from the heart. Okay, maybe just a couple more questions, couple more minutes. Hi, Rav Alexander.
You said in the lesson that our soul is our corrected desires with the right intention. The question is, what has been going on until now if our soul is only born now?
Our egoism was developing until the Big Bang through the inanimate vegetative animal levels of nature. The human was developing another 200,000 years until our level, when his egoism reached the max, can't consume anything else inside of him. And while using up the entire resources of the planet, we are reaching this crisis, which is forcing us now at this moment to go to the next level. We can't continue living in egoism. We can't continue to exist now from physical parameters that we have on this planet, the sources of energy, and from the point of view of our social development. That's it. We are discovering complete depression, complete inability to exist, a lack of a chance to develop, and this should throw us onto the next level, either with great suffering this transition can be, or the understanding that this point is a wonderful point of our own birth. Yes, please.
Hello, Rav. Igor from Kiev. I'm also in the Kabbalah Academy. Now, the connections which are formed through these points, through these sparks which have gathered here, we feel this world. We don't feel the spiritual. Now, these connections, they have to be formed on the level of our sensation on this world, or through our resemblance to this spiritual root in the world around us.
Everything that we sense in the spiritual world, we sense between us. Between us. Here is the group, all my friends. This is me, let's say, in connection with everybody. In the middle, we sense the upper world. Only this quality between us, we reveal. This is our common desire, which is called spiritual, because it's directed at bestowal. That's why it's called bestowal. That's why it's called spiritual, sorry. And this is how we reveal where our connection is. If we're the degree to our connection, we discover the world. Here we have Yetzirah, Asiyah, Yetzirah, Briyah, Atzilut. The closer we can come to each other, the greater the light in its concentration is revealed to us, between us. Not upward. We call it up according to the level of the steps. Yes, please.
Hello, Yuri from Murmansk. Can you please tell me, in the morning lesson, I sometimes disconnect the translation to Russian and listen to it in Hebrew. By doing so, do I lose the meaning of it, the essence?
I think what's important is that you understand, you get the gist of what I'm saying. If you hear, even in a strange language, but you want, then this way you develop a desire inside of you. After all, come closer to the source. But for us, it's important to understand.
Good afternoon. You said that a mother's love to her child is egoistic. Is this love always egoistic, and why?
Yes, of course it's egoistic. What kind of animals have the same thing? It's instinctual love. Yes, a child is born, and a mother loves him. The child of a neighbor she doesn't love, and hers, yes. What's bad in this? You can turn to biologists, zoologists, psychologists, they'll tell you the same thing. Doctors, I'm not contemptuous towards this love, but it's on this level. On this level, we're all before acquiring the desire to give, we're sort of well-developed animals. And I wouldn't even say well-developed, but you know that's what they say.
My name is Alexei. My question is: it's written you've exerted and you have found. Believe you have not exerted and you have found. Do not believe. I'd like to say, you have found. Does that mean to see the Creator? And do I have to make sure that what I see is that the answering of the prayer?
Not necessarily. You'll get confused. I'll just leave the answer at that.
Alexander from Moscow. We are now in the construction, in the formation of what was once called the state of Kabbalah, but maybe of a society. And I come across a lot of businessmen. I'm an owner of a business, and I've been forced to say for quite a while that for 2 years already I've been saying that the goal of a business cannot be the profit from it. But I can't explain, because what can I change the word profit with? Now, for the past year, it's being clarified that another purpose, another goal, maybe not the primary goal, but anyway, that it's the formation of the relationships in the company, and maybe the external relations as well. And now I'd like to hear from you. Can you advise, what can you say to those who are walking in the path of suffering? Although everyone already understands, those who have survived.
I understand. I'll put it like this. A person is an animal. He needs only, you know, a bowl, a spoon, a cup. What do we need? Our body is natural. Doesn't need anything. Naturally doesn't need anything except the sustainment of its existence. Just normal and most healthy as possible. So, you know that out of all excesses come all diseases. Everything in excess. And we can't imagine how much. 99% is how much, which is extra. We get all of this from the pressure of society. When we fulfill the desires of those around us. For example, I have to look well. I have to put on a tie. I have to do this. I'm always working for the others, the people around me. If somebody puts around me the condition that we respect you for that you think about everybody, a person will break in half thinking about others. Just like now, he's falling over himself so that they would be jealous of his car, of his villa. He doesn't even need it for himself. He doesn't imagine how much he's working for others. If we explain to people that in general, 99% of our lives, 99% of their lives, they're burning, they're wasting in order to look nice in front of others, you're working entirely for other people, like a puppet. And if society tells them that we don't respect this, but we respect your care for others, then they'll also work for others. In the same way, it depends only on the society. Only on the influence of society. This is what we have to do. We have to gradually, through upbringing and education, that which we're trying to do now, to give society the knowledge that we have no other option. We're going to dirty the entire atmosphere. We're not going to have anything left on the planet. We won't have any water. So at this moment, we need to give a different set of values to everybody in the eyes of society. So that society would look at, so it wouldn't look at my, so that society would look at my car, my giant car with contempt. So I would be ashamed to buy such a big car because it's burning so much gas. If we have such a feeling, then a person will fall over himself, break himself in order to fulfill these requests of society. We're slaves of society. Yeah, but for now, the governments are working on us. Everybody's ready to get rid of anything just for people to... you know, these are forces. Yeah, but then people start talking. These are sort of all forced. I think that the government is also seeking it. And the government's also not stupid. They know which state they're in and the whole world is in. Everybody's interconnected. You can't solve all of this in the framework of one country. This isn't the problem of the government. Not a single government can be self-sufficient in these times. Nobody wants evil or bad for everyone. Just the question is, how can we turn this around? That's what we have to solve today. And I hope that people will hear us. Yes, please. My friends, I apologize before those who are still waiting for questions. I will be beaten by the organizers.
Dear friends, in this convention, for the first time, we have a huge amount of participants, which are students in the Kabbalah Academy. Also in the regular form of study, face-to-face, and also the virtual study. So this convention is their first actual step towards Kabbalah. They have many more steps to come, so let's wish them to have many such clarified, clear steps. So everyone who studies in the Kabbalah Academy, please stand up. Please stand up.
We prepare for you here diplomas. I also sign them. I warmly congratulate everyone that finished this course, and I hope that all of you will participate in
Toronto. I'm Berlin.
United, я хат, мир един. Объединимся, брат, юнидас. Объединение в этом, брат. Наше спасение не унывай. Если померкнет свет, давай. И в этом весь ответ. Улыбнись, улыбками людей растворись. В желаниях друзей пусть всегда горят у нас сердца, как одно, без края и конца. Давай, для всех споем мой дух. Давай, изменим мир вокруг. Давай, соедини сердца. Давай, поднимем небеса. Ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла. Я шакель, я шакель.